What will become of humanity after nuclear war? The dinosaurs hit a 165 million year run. They came, they dominated, they evolved. Then an asteroid hit Earth and the dinosaurs went extinct, not counting their descendants, birds. No trace of the killer reptiles was found by anyone, that we know of, for 66 million years. Until just a few hundred years ago, in 1677, when the director of Oxford at TMS Ashmolean Museum, Robert Plott, found a dinosaur femur in the village of Cornwall and drew it for a science journal, misidentifying the bone as belonging to a giant. After nuclear war, who, if anyone, will know we were once here? 52 minutes, Mount Baekdu, North Korea. North Korea TMS leader is nowhere near Pyongyang. He is in a bunker 1,900 feet below Mount Baekdu in Samjian County, North Korea. A bunker that is understood to be as close to being nuclear bomber-proof as any of the nuclear bunkers in Russia or the United States. Mount Baekdu is an active stratovolcano that last erupted more than 1,000 years ago. Its emerald water caldera, called Heaven Lake, has long been entwined with state propaganda. In stories that require North Koreans to pretend its rulers are semi-divine. In this scenario, it is in this bunker beneath Heaven Lake Mountain where North Korea TMS supreme leader intends to ride out nuclear war. He may die in the process, but such is the life of a mad king. A pray tilde diaris is s moi, le da tilde copyright luge. For decades, North Korea TMS leaders have constructed vast underground facilities, UGFs in military parlance, for themselves to hide out in before, during, and after a nuclear exchange. AO North Korea TMS UGF program is the largest and most fortified in the world, other Defense Intelligence Agency reported in 2021. AO estimated to consist of thousands of UGFs and bunkers designed to withstand US bunker buster bombs. This network of subterranean buildings is said to be connected internally by railways and roads, some with remote controlled bridges and movable gates. AO, the entire nation must be made into a fortress, I Supreme Leader Kim Il-sung publicly proclaimed in 1963. AO, we must dig into the ground to protect ourselves. A defectors recount stories of polished marble walkways, escape hatches, and tunnel shafts interconnecting these underground warrens. North Korea TMS leadership has enough food, water, and medical supplies, they say, to hide out underground for years, or even decades. That these bunkers have backup generators and air circulation systems to allow the regime to remain alive, cut off from a post-nuclear war world for as long as necessary. That the supreme leader keeps with him a tunnel boring machine, so that he can choose when, where, and how he will eventually dig himself out of the nuclear rubble. During the Cold War, when Russia was the Kountria TMS main benefactor, Soviet scientists shared with their fellow communists the engineering techniques that made all this tunneling possible. That enabled North Korea to build some of the best underground fortresses in the world. In the 1960s, Soviet scientists used as a metric the fact that a US bomber, carrying a B-53 bomb with a 9 megaton yield, could destroy a facility built down to 1,889 feet. In wet soil or wet soft rock. A, which may explain why the bunker beneath Mount Baekdu has been built 1,900 feet underground. It is 4:55 a.m. local time here at Mount Baekdu. The supreme leader is briefed by his advisors about what is going on in the United States. How Washington, D.C., has been destroyed, how the Devla TMS scenario is underway on the California coast, how many people are dead. Like the president of Russia, North Korea TMS leader is said to obsessively watch news of the Western world on satellite TV. By now, just 52 minutes into this scenario, many channels have ceased broadcasting in the US, which means the leader at TMS access to information is extremely limited. The North Korean military has no early warning system of its own, not in the air or on the ground. AO communication in and out of Mount Baekdu relies entirely on an embedded telephonic system, A. Michael Madden tells us, AI like the old school landlines. The supreme leader only knows what is happening in his own country based on what his advisors, the personal secretariat, tell him is going on. A still, the supreme leader in this scenario all but expected Pyongyang to be leveled in a massive nuclear counterstrike, and he is not yet done wreaking havoc. He holds a wild card that he intends to use. Nuclear bombs cause other kinds of mass destruction when creatively applied. Now North Korea's TMS leader intends on settling a score. It has been nearly a decade since the West released that satellite image of the Korean peninsula at night. The one with the northern half, North Korea, looking dark and foreboding with barely any electric lights, but with the southern half, South Korea, looking shiny and bright. To a mad king, this comparing image was like a poke in the eye. For weeks after the picture was released, in international news stories, the West ridiculed North Korea as being an AI electricity poor, a country that was AI energy bankrupt. A what happens next is revenge for that insult. North Korea TMS supreme leader is in possession of a nuclear weapon engineered to strip the United States of its energy. To show the world what AI electricity poor can really mean. For decades, the US EMP Commissioner, formerly known as the Commission to Assess the Threat to the United States from Electromagnetic Pulse, EMP, attack, has been warning Congress about the catastrophic dangers of a nuclear weapon exploded directly over the homeland, in the upper atmosphere or in space. The EMP Commission has, for decades, asserted that a high-altitude EMP attack will damage or destroy America TMS entire block power grid. The degree of danger this weapon poses to the US has been the subject of vitriolic debate. Ayo, this is the favorite nightmare scenario of a small group of very dedicated people, a one pundit told NPR in 2017. At a congressional hearing that same year, Ayo, empty threat or serious danger? Assessing North Korea TMS risk to the homeland, at the EMP Commission doubled down on its warning, submitting written testimony entitled AO North Korea Nuclear EMP Attack, an Existential Threat. A former CIA officer and the EMP Commissioner TMS long-serving Chief of Staff Dr. Peter Price said in an interview for this book shortly before his death in 2022, AO if North Korea detonates a high-altitude EMP over America, ETA TMS Electric Armageddon. AVE. 52 minutes, 30 seconds. Redstone Arsenal, Huntsville, Alabama. Inside the Army Space and Missile Defense Command headquarters at Redstone Arsenal near Huntsville, Alabama, birthplace of America TMS ECMA, the commander watches on a radar screen as a North Korean satellite moves into position. The satellite in this scenario is similar to one launched by North Korea on February 6, 2016, and known as Kilometers 4, Kwangmyongsong 4, or Bright Star 4. In the West, the Kilometers 4 identifier was NORAD 41,332, which allowed interested parties to track its orbit around Earth, which people did until June 30, 2023, when it fell out of orbit and decayed. NORAD ID 41,332. Inter TML code 2016-009A, perigee 421.1 kilometers, apogee 441.4 kilometers, inclination 97.28 degrees, period 93.1 minutes, semi-major axis 6,802 kilometers, RCS unknown, launch date February 7, 2016, source North Korea Core. Launch site, Yunsong, DPRK, Yun. As the commander here at Redstone watches the radar screen, he and everyone else in this room fear they are about to watch this satellite explode. Or, more precisely, watch the satellite detonate. That they are just moments away from witnessing what the EMP Commission has been warning various Senate and House committees about since its first report in 2004. That this kind of satellite might not be a reconnaissance or communications satellite, as North Korea has claimed, but a small nuclear weapon orbiting the Earth, ready to detonate on command over the United States in the ionosphere, and destroy the entire US power grid. It was in 2012 that high-altitude EMP fears widened beyond the commission and into the mainstream. That is when a NASA rocket scientist turned NBC News space consultant named Jim Oberg visited North Korea to investigate the idea that North Korea was developing an EMP weapon. Oberg was initially skeptical about what he at TMD heard. Been fears expressed that North Korea might use a satellite to carry a small nuclear warhead into orbit and then detonate it over the United States for an EMP strike, A. Oberg wrote in the Space Review. Trained as a nuclear weapons engineer, Oberg says he initially thought these concerns seemed extreme and would require an astronomical scale of irrationality on the part of the regime. But after traveling to North Korea to examine the Kwantrea TMS satellite control facilities and hardware, Oberg reported back that he at TMD changed his mind. He became convinced that what he saw, in fact, presented an existential threat to the United States. Oberg called it the doomsday scenario. The most frightening aspect, Oberg wrote of what he witnessed, is that exactly such a scale of insanity is now evident in the rest of North Korea TMS, I-Space Program. ATM that doomsday scenario has become plausible enough to compel the United States to take active measures to stop such a thing, Oberg warned. To make sure that a North Korean satellite, capable of carrying a small nuclear warhead, never be allowed to reach orbit and ever overfly the United States. But no actions were taken, and in February 2016 North Korea successfully launched this kind of satellite into space, a satellite with a payload big enough to carry a small nuclear warhead. North Korean officials insisted it was carrying a 470 MHz UHF radio payload into orbit, designed only to broadcast patriotic songs to its citizens. And maybe it was. But the satellite ATMS orbit was an unusual south-to-north orbit, one that allowed it to fly directly over the United States, including over Washington, D.C., and New York City. The following year, North Korea published a technical paper called The EMP Might of Nuclear Weapons, zeroing out the idea they were being assigned a military intention they did not possess. Oberg TMS doomsday scenario was lining up as possible. Behind closed doors, EMP commission officials again briefed Congress. Russia, China, and North Korea now have the capability to conduct a nuclear EMP attack against the US. All have practiced or described contingency plans to do so, other commissioners warned. This technology was now being referred to in open source literature as a super ATM EMP weapons. Writing in the Cypher Brief, a media outlet staffed by former directors of the CIA, DIA, NSA, and others, Pry got more specific. North Korea TMS satellites, he wrote, assemble a Russian secret weapon developed during the Cold War called the Fractional Orbital Bombardment System, FOBS. A weapon system that would have used a nuclear-armed satellite to make a surprise EMP attack on the United States. As EMP Commission Chairman, Pry was privy to information gleaned at a classified briefing in which two very senior Russian generals warned this super EMP knowledge had been transferred to North Korea, a Congress heard. Ambassador Henry Cooper, former director of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, went on record with his worst-case scenario fears regarding a high-altitude electromagnetic pulse detonated over the United States. The result could be to shut down the U.S. electric power grid for an indefinite period, leading to the death within a year of up to 90% of all Americans. In 2021, U.S. Strategic Command conducted more than 360 nuclear command and control exercises and war games. How many involved nuclear war with North Korea remains classified. How many involved high-altitude EMP weapons is also classified, as are all intelligence community reports on super EMP threats. But we know from Richard Garwiener, architect of the first thermonuclear weapon, and one of the longest-serving advisors to the Defense Department, that Mad King logic concerns U.S. nuclear command and control. In Mad King logic, in this scenario, it follows that North Korea TMS Supreme Leader wants to cripple the United States in an act of revenge. Wants to set America back to a time before there was electricity, before modern weapon systems existed. Before America had weapons of mass destruction and could fight push-button, or turnkey, wars. The Mad King in this scenario intends to set America back to pre-electric times. When it left other countries alone. When kings across the world had vast armies and fought their neighbors directly to reclaim conquered lands. All without the threat of America getting involved. North Korea TMS stated goal since the 1950s has been reunification with the South, by force. And now, from deep inside a bunker beneath Mount Baekdu, the Mad King prepares to detonate a high-altitude EMP weapon already flying in an orbit over the United States. He must wait for several more minutes, for the space satellite to get into the exact right position. In the meantime, the Mad King in this scenario attacks Seoul. 53 minutes, Osan Air Base, Republic of Korea, South Korea, inside an underground command bunker at Osan Air Base in South Korea. The US commander stares at satellite images and video streams from surveillance drones keeping watch on the border with the North, less than 50 miles away. Outside, on Osana TMS tarmac, most of the F-16 Fighting Falcons and A-10 Thunderbolts await combat. Some are already in the air, flying sorties over the Yellow Sea, others remain lined up on the tarmac, waiting for launch clearance. Waiting until after the attacking Trident nuclear missiles and incoming ICBMs finish their job against the North. The commander watches the screen. That North Korea hides its jet fighters in underground bases inside its mountainous terrain is well known to the US military, and it hides road mobile launch vehicles in a similar fashion. North Korean ground forces A operate thousands of long-range artillery and rocket systems along the entire length of the DMZ, A wrote Defense Intelligence Agency analysts in a 2021 monograph, and that this is an ever-present, existential threat. AO collectively this capability holds South Korean citizens and a large number of US and South Korean military installations at risk. At the Pentagon, TMS intelligence agency warned. AO the North could use this capability to inflict severe damage and heavy casualties on the South with little warning. A and in this scenario, it is about to. In a well-rehearsed salvo, out from its camouflaged bases stream dozens, then hundreds, of North Korean launch vehicles. They move into position, stop, and begin firing off hundreds, and then thousands. Of small and medium-sized rockets. In forested areas nearby, railcars stop on their tracks. Their tops slide open. Scores of Hwasong-9, Scud-D, short-range missiles launch from out of these rail mobile launchers, on a trajectory into the south. All at once. All headed for three targets, Osan Air Base, Camp Humphreys, and the center of Seoul. More than 10,000 artillery shells and 240mm rockets fly toward South Korea in a colossal, coordinated, mass casualty attack. The weapons of mass destruction loaded into these small rockets are not nuclear weapons, they are chemical weapons. AO North Korea has a chemical warfare, CW, program that could comprise up to several thousand metric tons of chemical warfare agents, and the capability to produce nerve, blister, blood, and choking agents, a Defense Intelligence Agency analyst warned in their 2021 report. The US commander at Osan watches what is happening in real time. Outside, in a ring around the Osan Air Base, America TMS billion-dollar terminal high-altitude area defense system detects this barrage of incoming missiles. Its systems alert and react, THAAD TMS anti-missile missiles fire, but in vain. More than 10,000 projectiles coming in from the north are far too many for THAAD to engage. THAAD systems see a few of the Scuds and manage to shoot several of them down. But the smaller rockets firing out of the North Korean 240mm launchers are just 9.5 inches wide, the diameter of a standard dinner plate. too thin for the THAAD system to accurately identify, let alone engage, en masse. THAAD fails. Again, and again. A THAAD can handle one or a few missiles at a time, a military historian Reed Kirby tells us. But Ozan, Camp Humphreys, and Solar being targeted by thousands of projectiles filled with sarin nerve agent. In an article for the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, Kirby did the math on what would happen in what he terms AOC of Sarina attack, basing casualty rates AE on a generalized application of how chemical weapons operate. A using a likely overall rate of 10,800 rounds every 15 minutes, A Kirby calculates, coupled with the fact that a sarin payload of each 240mm rocket is known to be 8 kg per rocket, A and while also taking into consideration AM misfires and duds, A Kirby maintains that a 240-ton sarin attack on South Korea would inflict a 25% casualty rate on Seoul. The casualty numbers are horrific, between 650,000 and 2.5 million civilians dead, with another 1 to 4 million more injured. For survivors of a nerve agent attack, the outcome is gruesome. A fair number might enter a persistent vegetative state due to anoxia, a or lack of oxygen, Kirby says. 54 minutes, Boise, Maryland, in America, in the rural, unincorporated community of Boise, Maryland. The president lies on the forest floor, bleeding out. He is helpless and forlorn. The creeks in the area flood this time of year, and he can hear the nearby Russian flow of water. The earth around him is cold and damp. He has wet himself from trauma and shock. Will anyone find him here? The president hears, or thinks he hears, the rotor blades on a quick reaction force helicopter circling overhead, looking for him. But the trees around him include evergreens, and the canopy is dense. They cannot, and will not, see him. In books about Vietnam, soldiers and airmen stuck in a similar position as he is now are stuck among the trees in the jungles of Vietnam and Laos, that ISA were often rescued by daring helicopter pilots and crews. It was not just luck that saved these men, although luck can sometimes play a powerful part. Men in combat in Vietnam were taught to carry on their person a small piece of mirror, a means to signal for help should they get separated or lost. The president is not equipped with anything like that. Not since John F. Kennedy has a U.S. president seen combat. America TMS 21st century presidents have grown accustomed to being taken care of by teams of people who satisfy their every need. The president shouts in the forest, but no one can hear him scream. 55 minutes, Redstone Arsenal, Huntsville, Alabama. In Huntsville, Alabama, the commander is on his feet, watching what is happening on the radar screen in front of him. He is there at the moment when a satellite AI similar to the Kilometers 4 satellite Brightstar 4 all of a sudden explodes. There is only one thing to think in this moment. Only one thing to say. North Korea just detonated a super EMP. The electricity surges, then ceases to flow. This is a military facility, which means backup generators kick in without interruption. But everyone here knows that generators run on fuel and that the electric pumping of fuel has just come to a permanent and fatal end. 55 minutes, 10 seconds. The doomsday scenario, inside the bunker beneath Mount Baekdu. North Korea TMS Supreme Leader is told that the super EMP weapon has detonated as planned. Like a nuclear sword of Damocles hanging overhead, it was hidden in a reconnaissance satellite overflying the US on a south-to-north orbit all this time. The weapon exploded at an altitude of 300 miles above the United States. Over Omaha, Nebraska, the doomsday scenario has come to pass. An electromagnetic pulse weapon detonated in the ionosphere does not harm people, animals, or plants on the ground. It is silent. In space there is no atmosphere to carry sound. An EMP weapon causes no structural damage. For the millions of Americans sheltered inside the basements of their homes, had nuclear bombs not just destroyed Washington, D.C., and Diablo Canyon in California, the situation might seem like just another power outage at first. But this is not that. Stephen Wax, chief scientist for the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, an organization that began as part of the Manhattan Project, warned in 2016, a nuclear detonation at an altitude of 500 kilometers, 300 miles, over Omaha, Nebraska, will generate an EMP that covers the contiguous landmass of the United States. A super EMP delivers a three-phased, E1, E2, and E3, electromagnetic shockwave so powerful that industrial strength surge suppressors and lightning arrestors designed to block high voltage spikes are rendered useless, all at once. The pulse passes through all but the most hardened, military-grade safety devices as if they were in a TMT even there, says Jeffrey Yago, an electrical engineer, military consultant, and advisor to EMP Commission Chief Dr. Peter Pry. An airburst EMP would be a devastating blow, America TMS former cyber chief, retired Brigadier General Gregory J. Tuhill tells us. And that few people can really comprehend the devastating reality of EMP because they do not have access to the government TMS classified information. 26 years ago I wrote a monograph about an EMP event, Tuhill says. It are TMS still classified. At a high altitude EMP weapon that just exploded over Nebraska in this scenario damages or destroys major portions of all three of America TMS electrical grids of the West Coast grid, the East Coast grid, and the Texas grid all at once. And as a result, one after the next, the national TMS system of interconnected, extra high voltage transformers begins to fail. When the pulse hits, it sends the equipment out of control. Out of sync, says Tuhill. It are TMS the EMP collateral effects, that, are the problem. Across the United States, these collateral effects are apocalyptic. Electric Armageddon unfurls. 21st century America is a complex system of systems powered by electricity and engineered with microprocessing chips. The national TMS approximately 11,000 utility-scale electric power plants, 22,000 generators, and 55,000 substations experience a massive, calamitous, cascade-type failure. Huge swaths of America TMS 642,000 miles of high-voltage transmission lines and its 6.3 million miles of distribution lines begin to shut down. The national TMS transportation system is crippled near simultaneously. Of America TMS 280 million registered vehicles, 10% of the vehicles on the road, are, suddenly not running anymore, EMP Commissioner Dr. William Graham warned the Senate Armed Services Committee in 2008, long before America TMS cars and trucks were engineered with so many electronic microprocessing components. Without power steering or electric brakes, vehicles coast to a stop or crash into other vehicles, into buildings, into walls. Stalled and crashed vehicles block lanes of traffic on roads and bridges everywhere, no longer just in places where people have been fleeing nuclear bombs but in tunnels and on overpasses, on big and small roads, in driveways and in parking lots across the nation. There is pandemonium everywhere. America is already under nuclear attack. There is no way to flee. No way to escape. Being stuck in a country-wide traffic jam without any electric power effects is a nightmare for millions of travelers. But a far more devastating sequence of events is underway and cannot be stopped. America TMS control system architecture begins to fail. The real problem, with EMP. A physicist and architect of the Ivy Mike thermonuclear device Richard Garwin tells us, SCADA systems going down. Garwin a TMS seminal 1954 paper on EMP is still classified. SCADA stands for Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition, a computer-based, human-interfaced control system architecture that gathers and analyzes industrial equipment information across America TMS critical infrastructure sectors, then delivers that information to the people working within the system, allowing them to do their jobs. A's Scada going down becomes an instant out of control nightmare, A says you go,